Good morning, 7:42 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our chat with the folks from K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Joining us, we have Julie Smith and Holly Miner. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we were just comparing notes about the storm and everything last night. So, some hail making its way through Independence and all that. So, it was an interesting time. But I'm glad that we have a few storm reports more to our north and east of actual, you know, bigger damage. But hopefully you guys made it through okay and everything.
Yep, just the start of the season,
that's
I'm sure.
The start of the season, that is right. So, Julie, you have an event that's coming up. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. I just wanted to share with you guys today about an event coming up later this month on April 28th. It's on a Friday in Parsons. It's called the Aging with Attitude Regional Expo. And this has been going on for a number of years. We try to host it in different communities throughout Southeast Kansas. The last 2 years we're in Fort Scott, so we're bringing a little bit closer to Montgomery County. This year, it's going to be a morning event from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11:30, and we'll feature breakfast. So it's a little different. If folks have been involved with the Aging with Attitude Expo before, it's kind of been an all-day event with breakout sessions. This time, it's going to be just a few hours, and everybody will be together for the panels and the sessions that we have planned. So it's really just a good day to get together, enjoy breakfast, and then we've got a couple of learning opportunities as well.
Well, that is really good. And of course, always kind of a worthwhile topic and that sort of thing. You've got a few different, folks on the panel gonna talk about kind of a wide variety of topics, it looks
yep.
like.
So we've got two keynote speakers this year. The first will be more of a panel, and it features folks that are going to talk about funeral planning, advanced directives, really just things that we need to think about as we get closer to that. Well, all of us need to think about,
sure.
But especially this is geared towards older adults, and there'll be folks there to talk about these things and then also answer questions. So it'll be nice to have a panel of experts. If somebody wants to ask trust questions or things like that, we'll have them ready to answer whatever questions folks might have. After breakfast, there's going to be some drawings, some great giveaways this year. And then another keynote that we have is Joanne Smith, which is local Montgomery County girl who owns SEK Living Magazine. So she's going to share with folks about a lot of different affordable day trips here from Southeast Kansas. So a lot of times we forget about what's close. And I'm really looking forward to that because it's great to just kind of take off and go somewhere close and learn about the history or just do something fun right here at home.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big fan of day trips, and that's a good thing. You can get the whole family in the car and make a memory together, and it's a cheap way to have some good entertainment right here in our own backyard.
Right. There is a $15 cost. Registration is due by April 21st, so that's coming up. You can register online. There's a website, a bit.ly link. You can go to the Extension webpage to find out more information. And it is funded partially by the Southeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging. So they're really great to help us promote this event with some funding. It's organized by K-State Research and Extension and then a lot of community partners. So there's a resource fair that day. There'll be all kinds of giveaways and just folks to answer questions from Medicare to library systems. It's an all-inclusive day, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, that is really good, and it should be a good event. So again, yeah, folks can call, there's the website, that sort of thing. We'll have the poster here at the radio station, so you stop by and you can and take a look at that. And April 21st, right, for the deadline.
The deadline is the 21st.
21st, yeah.
The event's on the 28th, and it will be held again in Parsons at the Four Square Church.
Yes, that's great. Well, that's a really good event. I appreciate you letting us know about it. And Julie, since you are the family and resource management agent for the Wildcat District, we were talking a little bit about severe weather and that sort of thing. Is there anything you want to maybe hit on, maybe kind of from a family and planning perspective as we get into, you know, severe weather season?
Yeah, I think this is a good time of year to really think about emergency preparedness and where we're at as you know, tornado warnings are going to start popping up throughout the spring. The number one thing I would recommend is really to just have a plan. So your family may not all be together in severe weather. So know where you're going to go, know where you're going to be, how you can contact each other in the case of severe weather. Also, try to have an emergency kit ready. So if you have a storm shelter, have what you need down in your storm shelter or your basement, or even in your closet, if that's where sure. you're at during a tornado. And then also, this is a good time to be informed and make sure you're up to date on insurance coverage.
That is another good one that we may not think of right away. I mean, everything's the tax season sucking out all the air in the room, it seems like right now. So that's another one. Well, and of course, like a go back, you know, making sure that, you know, if you're going to go to even a public shelter or that sort of thing, that you have, you know, and some of the things that you might want to have. I mean, I always have like boots and papers and, you know, do some dog food and that sort of thing with me, you know. So whatever is specific to you, I think is always a good thing to have in that go bag.
Yep. And I think we all hope that this is never going to happen to us, or that emergencies are never going to hit our family. But it's better, and I hope so too, but it's better to be ready, to be informed, to be prepared, taking photos of your photos and videos of your home. So if something happens and the tornado comes and it's gone, you know, you have to a lot of times list everything to get that back.
Wow.
So just have those. The cloud is great. You can save files in the cloud and not have to worry about having a jump drive or something even in your emergency kit.
Well, sure, because that's, you know, when the sirens are going off and that sort of thing, the last thing you want to do is be trying to rack your brain to remember, oh, did I get everything, all these papers and that I need. If you have it all there, you know, on the cloud and on your phone and that sort of thing, then you don't have to worry about it. It's one less thing to deal with when those seconds count.
Right. And same thing with all of your documents. You know, if there's a way to scan and store those somewhere online, then it doesn't matter as much if you have the paper copies.
Sure, sure. Another a good tip. So anything else you want to hit on while you're here in this segment this morning, Julie?
Nope, just a reminder about the Aging with Attitude Expo. We're really, really looking forward to it. And a special thank you to our sponsors and all of the people involved in the planning committee. It takes a lot of folks to put together an event like that. And I think sometimes we as participants, I've been a participant in this before, not necessarily helped. You don't realize all of the work that goes into the back end. So there's been a great group of people throughout Southeast Kansas that helped put this on. And we're really hoping for a great turnout and just a really fun day of networking and building community and also learning, of course.
Well, that's great. And Julie, do you want to give us that number one more time for the folks just tuning in to go ahead and register?
Yep. For any questions or to register, you can call 620-625-8620, or you can contact any of your local extension offices and they can direct you to the right place to get signed up.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, now we've got, of course, Holly Miner in studio. And Holly, do you want to kind of preview some of the items that you plan on talking about today here in our next segment?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of other things going on. We're kind of covering the age ranges. We're talking Kitchen Kids camps, which are going to be coming up in June. Registration will start pretty soon. So all the way up through the aging part, you know, and there's a lot of, I was thinking there's a lot of topics that they're going to cover in that Aging with Attitude conference that are things that we don't really want to talk about, but they're important things that we do talk about. And I liked when Julie was talking about tornadoes and sheltering, you know, have a plan. And not only have a plan, but actually sit down and think, okay, I'm going to need, if I get caught, I'm going to need this and I'm going to need this, and actually going through that. So that's, you know, we think, oh, we can think about that later, but later might be too late.
Well, and another thing is, I mean, sometimes you could be driving when all this happens too. And that's another thing to think about, you know. Do you know, you know, what you would do in that situation as well?
Yeah.
And what do you have in your car with you? Do you have some kind of emergency supplies, that sort of thing? Do you have some extra water? You know, what is your plan in that regard? Because we often think, oh, we're just going to be home when it happens. It might not be the case.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
And it's a good reminder right now to pay attention to the weather.
Yes.
And if you're traveling, pay attention to the weather wherever you're going to be.
And we always tell people to have a battery-operated radio in, you know, wherever your shelter is, because we take it pretty seriously here at KGGF, and I was here at 1:30 in the morning yesterday, so make sure and everything was safe. So we try to provide all that information, and you know, it's a service that I think we take pretty seriously, since we're licensed to serve in the public interest. So that's kind of our duty to help y'all stay safe.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to talk about med versus meds too. So
excellent. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 with more from the folks from K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. So keep it here on the Mighty 690. Back here at 8:09 here on the Mighty 690, joined once again with Julie Smith and Holly Miner from K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. And Holly, of course, the nutrition, I'll get your full title here, food safety and health agent. So we do want to chat a little bit about, you're talking about the Med Not Meds program, right?
That's right. So we have WOC Kansas going on right now. So as a part of WOC Kansas, there's a program called Med Instead of Meds, and we're talking about the Mediterranean style of eating versus taking medicine. And so by having a healthy diet, we can alleviate maybe some of those medicines that we take or reduce the amount of medicines that we take. So the Mediterranean lifestyle diet has really brought that to life for us. There's been a lot of research that's been done and studying that particular dietary intake into the body and how that affects the healthiness of the people that are eating it in that part of the world. And so we'd like to incorporate some of those things and help people understand what the Mediterranean diet is like and what changes that are different from that versus what we eat here in America.
And what, in a nutshell, kind of what does the Mediterranean diet usually kind of involve?
So a lot of fruits and vegetables, a lot of healthy lean proteins, switching out fats from saturated fats to non-saturated fats or polyunsaturated fats, such as butter and bacon fat to olive oil, healthy nuts. You know, there's a lot of fat in nuts, but those are healthy nuts. Avocados, those kinds of things, where we're reducing that amount of fat. Making sure that we're reducing the amount of sugar in our diet, too. So, you know, we drink a lot of soda pop and a lot of sugary beverages, and so just reducing the amount of sugary beverages that we have and trying to drink things that are healthier for us, like our water and our milk and those kinds of things. So
sure. Yeah, no, that definitely does make sense. And sometimes, you know, in our Western way of eating, we can standard American diet, that sort of thing, not always a picture of health there. So
yeah.
And heck, if we could have the Mediterranean diet and the Mediterranean weather, I'd be all for that. But can't do anything about that.
Well, last night was probably a rough night for you with very little sleep. Yes. This morning. So, but yeah, Mediterranean diet, we also look at the amount of grains that we're eating, what kind of grains. So whole grains versus refined foods. Basically eating foods that are in their whole or form and not processed as much. So we eat a lot of processed, prepared foods that we can grab and go because of our lifestyle where we're so busy and we're always on the run. So we're always trying to eat those things that are easy. And sometimes having some foods that are prepared, like taking some carrots and washing them, cutting them up, having them ready to go, that those are a much better snack for us than eating a bag of potato chips. You know, there's some things that we can do in our life that are quick and easy. They may take a little bit of preparation, but if you do those things, then you can make that one little change. And you know, that's another thing. People think, well, I'm not going to change all those things. Well, maybe it's just one little thing that you think about. So I have been trying to drink more water and drink less soda pop. And so I have been reducing the amount of pop that I drink during the week. And I'm down to almost all water every day. And so, and I drink milk as well. But just making that one change, that's a win. you know, and I feel so much better. Like I'm not, I don't have the headaches. My stomach doesn't hurt as much. Just, it just seems like, one little change can make a huge difference.
Wow, that is good. And, you know, another thing that I would think, fish would probably be another good one. You know, if you think Mediterranean fish kind of comes to mind. And I know that, I know we talk a lot about beef on KGGF, and it's an important part of, you know, what our producers are out there listening. But, you know, fish can be, you know, not that you have to eat it every day, but I find that it's a super easy and fast way, especially now when it comes, you know, in fillets, right, already ready. You just cut, you know, a thought and cut it open and fry it, and you know, or, you know, even that's, you know, still can be fairly healthy and pretty quick.
Yeah. So I grew up on a beef farm, so I definitely, you know, support the beef industry. And we didn't eat a whole lot of fish when I grew up, and I haven't acquired that taste. But I did have tuna last night. So, you know, just switching our diet from some of those heavier meats to maybe a fish two or three times a week will make a big change too. There's a lot of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids in that fish that are good for us as well.
Oh, sure.
And so you're absolutely right. Fish is definitely part of a Mediterranean diet. And it doesn't have to be fish, but it could be shellfish as well.
Okay.
So, you know, you can still have your beef with your side of shrimp, right?
Yeah,
surf and turf. So, you know.
And I know I'm sometimes unpopular in the office. I have to go hide in a corner, but I do sometimes bring a can of tuna and open that up there, and I love it. I mean, I'll eat it straight out of the can. So,
yeah.
It's quite mild. I like it. I don't know about anchovies or that sort of thing.
my grandparents ate smoked eel, so
oh.
You know, they were good German people, and they had smoked eel, and that was their favorite thing at Christmas time, and it came in a long package, and it was about 2 feet long eel, and it was interesting to look at. So I never ate any as a kid. I didn't try that.
I might stay away from that. No, this program is going to be, it's offered online kind of as part of the Walk Kansas, right?
It is. It's part of the Walk Kansas program. So register for Walk Kansas. And the first session is actually this Wednesday. It starts at noon. So today at noon, if you get registered for Walk Kansas this morning, then you can register for the Med instead of Meds program. Starts at noon today. It lasts for an hour. It's a webinar that is online. If you can't watch it at noon, then they are recorded sessions, but you have to be a Walk Kansas participant in order to participate in the program at this time. We'll be offering that in the future, and there'll probably be a fee for it. So, you know, it's free with Walk Kansas right now.
So how do you sign up for Walk Kansas?
So to sign up for Walk Kansas, you go to walkkansasonline.org and do the registration process. You can select the county that you're in. If you're not in a county, if you're out of state and you want to participate in the program, then you can select Montgomery County, and we'd be glad to have you. You enter your address, and there's a payment process that's online. It takes you right to that payment process, and you can do that. And then once you're in the program and you're registered, then you are able to register for the Med instead of Meds program.
Excellent. Well, very good. And Holly, you also have the Kitchen Kids Camp coming up, right?
Yeah, so Kitchen Kids, this is the third year that we've done that program. It will be in June. All of our camps are in June. They are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings, various locations. For more information on that, you can give me a call. We also have that information on our website. So phone number is 620-331-2690.
Well, that's another good opportunity. You know, summer is honestly not that far away, so it's good for parents to be able to start planning some of those kids' activities. I know we have sign-ups already for some of the youth theater camps and that sort of thing, so this is another good one to get the kids in the kitchen, have them continue some of that learning as we are in the summer months.
That's right. We're going to start with some basic cooking skills, and then they'll actually be preparing food and participating in a competition. Those are for 10 to 12-year-old youth. The camps are free. There will be one here in Coffeyville, so that's exciting. And then we have one over in Oswego, one in Fredonia and Neodesha this year. So something else that's going on, right along with the Kitchen Kids camps, we have a Cats in the Kitchen, which is for adults. So we're in the Wildcat District, so we're calling it Cats in the Kitchen. And that will be up in Neodesha, but it will also be a free cooking course. There'll be 5 sessions for that, and that will be offered for adults. And so we're looking to have about 30 participants in that. So we were able to receive some grant funding from a couple different sources to have that particular program. Our Kitchen Kids camps were so successful and so sought after that we decided to offer that for adults. So kind of a great shoot off for that. Send your kids to the Kitchen Kids camp and then you can come to the Cats in the Kitchen.
Well, and that sounds like a really neat opportunity, and especially with the kids camp, being able to cook a little bit more than cereal and toast and that sort of thing. And, you know, even I was thinking about this yesterday, because I was actually cooking last night. I made something, you know, more than opening a can. Even the time management that goes into planning all of that, you know, so that I'll be done at the same time is a skill I was kind of thinking about last night, you know. And then they go, okay, I've got these steam microwave green beans and they need to go in for 7 minutes, but I also need to preheat this and that. And so it does kind of, that is another skill to be taught that, you know, kids and even adults can benefit from.
That's right. And we do talk about that with the kids too. Like they'll, in their competition, a lot of times they'll be doing things with eggs because we talk about eggs and how to prepare eggs. And so they'll want to poach an egg or boil an egg and put it on a salad or whatever. And so we say, and then they want to have, or maybe they're doing a breakfast and they're doing a scrambled egg and they're going to have toast with their scrambled egg. And the first thing they'll want to go do is to toast their toast. And it's like, no, wait for that for later. So your toast is still hot. Let's go cook your eggs. So we do talk about that. When I was in college, that was actually a course that was taught where you went into the kitchen and you had 2 or 3 helpers and you prepared a meal for your team. And you had to time manage when you were going to start what, and you wrote all of that down. You had to present that. That was all part of the class.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. You talk about time management and it's like, yeah, we learned that in cooking when I was in college. So actually is a course.
Ah, that's awesome. Well, sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. But, you know, thankfully it's usually just me, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, and another thing, a lot of people will not have time to think about what they're going to prepare. So they'll go to the grocery store and they'll get what they're going to have that night for supper. And, you know, doing some grocery store planning, having a stocked pantry, thinking about, okay, if I have this tonight, what can I have tomorrow? How can I use some of the ingredients that maybe are left over from what I'm having tonight in a meal for tomorrow? So, you know, if you have a recipe that takes half of a pepper, what are you going to do with that other half of that pepper? You know, you can slice it, put it in the freezer, freeze it, and have it as a topping for pizza later. Or maybe you're going to make Sloppy Joe's tomorrow night, so you can chop that pepper up and put it in your Sloppy Joe mix. Or maybe you want a salad with the meal that you're going to have the next night, so you can chop it up and put it in your salad. So just thinking about how we can be more efficient and not waste the food that we have, as food is so expensive. We want to do some meal planning and actually think. And then maybe you only have to go to the grocery store once, because you know what happens when you go to the grocery store. You get twice as much stuff as you really thought you were going to get.
Yep.
And you don't stick to that list. Or you're hungry and everything looks good when you go. Or you have a child with you that wants something, so you get something for that child. So those are all things that we talk about. We'll talk about grocery shopping and making sure that you have eaten before you go and that you have plenty of time to do your shopping and that you're not rushed, so you don't feel like you have to just grab stuff and you actually make conscientious decisions about what you're purchasing. You do a little price comparison as you're shopping. And that you, you know, if you can go by yourself at all, that's much better than having other people with you, because then their wants and needs kind of file into your decision-making process. But all things that we think about when we go grocery shopping, or that we should try to do.
Well, and too, with meal planning, you know, that gives you the opportunity to even just a little bit of planning, sitting down, maybe looking what your week's going to look like, schedule-wise, you know, how busy you're going to be, and taking all that into consideration. Sounds like it definitely can be a money saver, a time saver, and a stress saver, knowing that, hey, everything's already kind of planned out. I've got some stuff kind of in the bag. That way, it's not 5:30 and the kids are yelling and hungry and that sort of thing, and you're just scrambling trying to figure something out.
Exactly. You know, those leftovers are great to take for lunch the next day, and then you're not eating out and spending three or four times as much money as you would as if you took a leftover. Sunday afternoons are a great time to prepare things as a family. You can go together and say, okay, well, on Tuesday we're going to have this, so let's chop our onion today. So you can chop your onion that day and have things ready for the next day, or peel those carrots and chop them up and have them ready to go. Wash your grapes or whatever it is that you're purchasing, you know, just do some of that meal prep to make the week easier, because, you know, like Tuesday night we're going to have a ball game. So what do we need to prep to have ready to go for that ball game so that we can grab something out of the refrigerator that's healthier than the hot dog that you might get at the ball game?
Sure. Save some money and save time and everything like that.
Exactly.
Well Holly, if people want to sign up for anything, or if they need to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
They can call my office at 620-331-2690, or you can email me at haminer, M-I-N-E-R, at ksu.edu.
Very good. And Julie Smith still with us. And Julie, do you want to go over once real quick again on your Aging with Attitude Regional Expo that's coming up?
Sure. Friday, April 28th. It's a morning event, so come for breakfast. Learn some great things from our keynote speakers. And I would really encourage folks to, you know, get a group of people together, maybe from your church or from any other group that you're a part of, and load up the car and make it a road trip to Parsons, and plan on, you know, even after the event, going out for lunch and just making it a fun day.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
I have one more thing I wanted to add, James.
Yes.
We have a Serve Safe Food Handler training coming up on May 24th. They can call the office to register for that. And we also have a food manager's training on May 2nd. So those are two more events coming up with food safety.
And you can find all of our events on our Wildcat District website. There's Facebook and our website has all kinds of events for April, and the rest of the summer is going to be really busy. Fair season is almost here.
Yes, it is going to be busy. Julie, the number if people want to get signed up for the Aging with Attitude?
620-625-8620, or you can email me too. Mine's really easy, juliesmith@ksu.edu.
Hard to mess that one up.
That's right.
That's very good. Well, ladies, always a pleasure to have you in studio, and another educational opportunity, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, and we'll be back with a early bird edition of Open Line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.